Well, praise the Lord. We're going to go before the Lord in prayer. Father God, we come to you this morning giving you all praise and all honor, giving you all glory. Thank you for getting us up this morning, Lord. We thank you for watching over us and keeping us as we slept through the night. We thank you, O Lord, for the so many reasons you have given us to trust in you. We thank you, Lord, for the activity of our limbs, because through you we move and breathe and have our being. So, Father, we thank and praise you for giving us an opportunity to come together on this TMC call that was founded by Dr. P.K. Robinson, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We thank and praise you, O God, for Artists International, which is the vehicle by which we are able to come this morning to give you praise. Father, we ask that you will continue to go with them, continue to bless them, continue to order their footsteps, continue, O God, to enlarge their territory. Father, we thank and praise you for each and every caller on this line this morning. Father, we all have so many reasons to trust in you, and we thank you for your faithfulness. Your word says that you are faithful. Your word says that you are true. You are light, O God, and we just thank you for that. Father, we ask that you please forgive us of all of our sins and just help us, O God, to walk like you, to look like you, Lord, so that when people see us, it won't be because we're wearing a Jesus pin or a Jesus scarf or a hat that says, I love Jesus, but it's because of our countenance, O Lord. Father, now we thank you for the message that is going to come forth this morning. We are like children sitting before at your feet, waiting to hear a word with expectancy, Lord, that we will go out this day and be a blessing. We now bind the interference from the airwaves in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you that the blood of Jesus has already purified and saturated the airwaves, and there's literally a shift in the atmosphere, that this word will go forth with clarity, that the word will be brought forth boldly, and that we, O God, will be doers of the word and not hearers only. We give you all glory, honor, and praise, Lord. And, Father, we continue to just continue, O God, to celebrate you this season. Well, we celebrate you all the time, but we continue to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ, your birth, and not the gifts and not all the other stuff, O God, but we celebrate your birth. And we thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to have everlasting life with you. We give you praise, we give you honor and glory. In Jesus' name, amen. My sisters and brothers, I thank you for allowing me to be your greeter this morning. I love you, and let's remember, during this Christmas holiday season, if you want to sow into something, please sow your gift into our dear evangelist Gwen Beatty by going to fillabottlesavealife.com. I love you, and I'm turning the call over to our host. Are you there?
I am. Willa, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Just speak a little louder, please.
Okay. Is that better?
That's better.
Okay, great. Thank you. Thank you, Willa, for seating us and greeting us this morning here on the TMC call. Great morning, everyone. This is Tiffany Lauderdale from Inglewood, California, and it is indeed a pleasure for me to greet each one of you with kingdom greetings on this So Many Reasons to Trust Him Thursday. And there are so many reasons that we need to trust God. We need to trust God in every situation that we're in, because if we allow the situation to become bigger than our God, then that means that we don't have the trust in Him that we need. So we thank each one of you for dialing in to the call this morning. And as our mission statement says, we're here to enrich, empower, and enhance you as you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and as you begin your day. The scripture reference that we stand on can be found in Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to thee I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." See, here on the Master's call, it's all about the Master. We seek Him first and His kingdom and His righteousness, because we know that He will add everything unto us. So I thank God for the founders of this call who said yes to God's call for them, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. I thank God for their surrender. I thank God for their dedication and commitment that they are able, and we are able as a team, to go forward each and every Monday through Friday, even on the holidays, and have this, the Master's Call, as we are embarking into our third year here. And that's definitely dedication, and that's definitely loyalty. So we thank God for them, and we thank God for every PMC intercessor, past, present, and future. And for each of you who call in every day, we thank you. And if you are a part of Artist International, I want to just let you know, go ahead and check your back office for promotions and for upcoming events. If you missed the corporate call last night, you missed something phenomenal. But I will tell you to go into your back office and see what Artist International is doing in this next season. If you have missed any of the calls here on the TMC, I invite you to visit our website, which is www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. Once again, www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com, and you will be able to go back to the messages from the beginning up until the present day. The replay number for this call, if you missed the message, is 712-432-1085, and the same PIN code number which you dialed into the call this morning. Immediately following this call, we are blessed with the motivational call by our first platinum president in the English-speaking market, affectionately called Godmother Dorothy Cook. So if you would like to join us on the motivational call, which is absolutely phenomenal, please dial in to 530-881-1300, and the PIN code is 539598#. Once again, 530-881-1300, PIN code 539598#. I hope you have your pens and your papers and your Bibles, because right now it is time for the Word of the Lord. And this person that I'm going to bring to the phone this morning, she is definitely my sister in Christ. She is saved, she is single, and she is satisfied. She is on fire to do what she needs to do to build the kingdom of God. She lives in Delaware. She's a mother of three. She has been in the entertainment business. She runs her own multi-marketing businesses. She is a student. She's a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. She is our energetic, I call her a ball of life, because I don't care if it's 6 o'clock in the morning or if it's midnight, she is full of energy. So I thank God for her and allowing her to be a part of my life. So at this time, I would like to bring our appointed vessel this morning, none other than LaShawn Shelton. LaShawn, are you out there this morning?
Good morning. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. The floor is yours.
Amen. Praise God. I love you, Tiffy. Thank you. I'm so humbled and honored, and I thank God for allowing me to have the opportunity this morning to bring the word straight from the throne room. And I tell you, Willa, if I didn't know any better, I would think that you were in my living room this morning. Amen. Because my word stands on Galatians 6:9, as well as the story of Nehemiah. And it's just so amazing how God works through his children. We are all king's kids. We are all kingdom builders. We are all here not only to be motivated, but to motivate others so they can spread the good news of the gospel. Amen. So, Father, thank you. I thank you once again for guiding my feet and leading my heart. I ask that you please decrease me so no one can hear or see any of me, but hear and see all of you. Father, I ask that you please shield me and protect me with the drippings of Calvary, and I ask that the word that comes from my mouth is truly from you. Amen. So I first want to say thank you for this call, Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa. Those are like some phenomenal women, women that I emulate, women that I look up to. And from that, I was able to be introduced to some sister friends on this call, our prayer intercessor team, as well as others who are outside of the team. You are all family to me, and I look forward every morning to either speaking with you, greeting with you, hosting with you, whatever the capacity. So I am truly, truly blessed. And this morning when Willa was greeting everybody so eloquently as she does, when she said that she's standing on Galatians 6 and 9, even before that, when she was talking about trusting in the Lord, giving God your trust, no matter how it looks, no matter how it appears, no matter how people try to verbalize it, if you trust in God, it doesn't matter what other people say and what it looks like. It is what he says that will stand for good. So when she was talking about trust, I said, yeah, this is perfect because, again, God led me to Galatians 6 and 9 as well as the story of Nehemiah. But then it got solidified when she said it. And then it got even more solidified when Tiffy mentioned about me being a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated, because I gave a similar word as chaplain for the state of Delaware to the ladies of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. So it's confirmation that when you trust in God and listen to what he says to you, all will be well. So when I hear the word trusting in God, when I hear people saying, I trust him, no matter how it looks, no matter how it appears, there's a song from James Fortune that comes to my mind called I Trust You. And he says, you know, something along the lines of, even though I can't see and can't feel your touch, I will trust you, Lord, how I love you so much. And though my nights may seem long and I feel so alone, I trust you. And he goes on later on in a song talking about, you know, my back is against the wall and, you know, I all these things that happen and tribulations that people go through that they may lose trust. But saints, I tell you, if you praise God during the times of need and praise God during your darkest hours, you will see the blessings unfold each and every time. What do I mean? For example, if you happen to be in a situation where I'll give a testimony. When you're in a situation where you lose your job and you're saying, what do I do now? How do I feed my kids? How do I provide? What do you do? Well, what I did in the past was I trusted him. And what I do today, I trust him. And I say, okay, well, maybe there's a reason why you did it. I can't see why you did it, but you did it for a reason. You may have saved me because of the commute going to my job. You may have saved me from a situation that happened at that job. You may have saved me because I may be needed to give deliverance somewhere else. So I trust you. So then what do? You pray to God, and you do not lean to your own understanding, but to his. And like I'm going to repeat what Sister Willis said with Galatians 6 and 9, let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. He didn't say at time or when I want it, at the proper time, meaning when God sees it fit, you will reap a harvest if you do not give up. Trust in God. Do not give up. Do not stop. Don't stop the race in the middle. You keep on running. You keep your feet moving. My little boy plays football, and his coach says, I don't care if 50 people are on you. You keep and feet going, and you don't stop. So when you run the race of God's favor, when you run the race of God's mercies and understandings and words and things he wants us to do, you don't stop. The devil's going to try to tackle you. The devil's going to try to stand in your way. The devil's going to try to give you obstacles that tells you you cannot do what God is trying to tell you to do. The devil's trying to tell you you will not reach platinum level. You will not become a manager. You will not have a family. The devil is going to tell you all these things. Amen. But if you listen to what Pastor Chuck said yesterday, somebody already has a $1 million check waiting to write it out for you. So don't give up on what God has in store for you. So the story of Nehemiah, I love this story because it is about a man who had what some people would say in today's time, the bomb job. He had the job that most people wanted because he was a cupbearer. He was the one that would drink the wine before the king drank it. He was the one to make sure that if the king was going to consume something, there was nothing poisonous or toxic in it that would hurt, harm, or kill the king. So his job was just to taste it, make sure all was well, and that was it. And presented to the king. So what happened was Nehemiah had a real
sad look upon his face one day. He had a look of turmoil and fear and anxiety and sadness. It consumed his face. And the king, Artaxerxes, he said, you know, what's the matter? Have I not given you all that you desired and needed? Have I not given you, you know, everything at your heart's content? What is wrong, Nehemiah? And he says unto the king, you know, back home, my city is in ruins, is in despair. The walls of Jerusalem are torn down. It is burnt in ruins. And if you can imagine how that feels, I'm from Queens, New York, and I know if I cross over that Verrazano Bridge and go on the Belt Parkway and enter into Queens and see it in ruins and see the buildings all fall down, I would be devastated. So we can imagine how Nehemiah felt knowing that the walls of Jerusalem were burnt and in ruins. He said, why should my face not look sad where the cities of my father are buried, lie in ruin, and the gates have been destroyed by fire? But before this, before he said this to the king, Nehemiah, he fasted, he meditated, he prayed unto God, asking him, what should I do and what should I say? And we have to make a habit of doing that. You know, we have to make a habit before we take the next step, before we say the next word, before we take the next action. We need to trust in God and pray to God, meditate and fast on his word, and know that he is going to give us the words to say, the things to do, and the ideas to come up with. So by doing so, Nehemiah found favor in the king's eyes. Not only did the king allow Nehemiah to travel back to Jerusalem, but he gave him passage as well as supplies to help with the construction. So imagine telling your boss, listen, I need some time off so that I can fix something back at my hometown. Chances are your boss is going to say, you need to fix what's in this office or this agency first. But when you pray before God and you ask him for an answer, he tells you exactly what to say verbatim. It's not up to us to flip it and bounce it and add an extra apostrophe or comma splice into it. It is up to us to follow it to the T. So because of that, the king granted Nehemiah not only a leave of absence, as we would call it, but gave him passage and supplies to help with that construction. Now, we know that when we're doing things for God, the devil's not happy. He's not excited that we're rebuilding kingdoms. He's not excited that we're telling people about Jesus and how he's coming back. He's not excited that as artists, distributors, we're telling people what they need to do or what they could do to give longevity and a healthier lifestyle. He's not happy about that. The devil's going to come to you and say, look at your back office. It may not be what it should be. And look at so-and-so's back office. You may as well give up. Well, I tell you this. You tell the devil that he is a liar. And no matter what, you go out there and spread the good news. I remember listening on a motivational morning call the other day. A young lady said, I don't care if I don't make a dime selling artists. I am here to tell people how to live a healthier and better life. That is what my ultimate goal is. Everything else will come thereafter. But my goal is to make sure that people live a healthier and longer life. And that stuck with me. It has always stuck with me. Because when we're doing things for God, we don't look for the monetary rewards. We look at the kingdom-building rewards. Knowing that in helping someone else, we help ourselves. In helping someone else, it allows them now to be a testimony and give the good news of the gospel. Because now they can say, some lady came to me and told me how I can eradicate different, you know, conditions. Some lady told me if I have cholesterol problems, I could take Lviv and omega 369 and it'll help it out. Someone says if I have ulcers or gastritis, I could take Cran Aloe, Fiber Balance, and Artist Green 29 and it will help me out. Our purpose as kingdom builders, as king's kids, as God's children is to spread the good news of Jesus as well as spreading the good news to help other people increase a better lifestyle and be able to seek God first for everything else to be given to them. So back to Nehemiah. He ran into some adversities. You know, people were like, whoa, 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 what are you doing? Leave these ruins here. We don't want you to come here and fix this up. You know, Nehemiah became filled with sorrow because he wanted to pray for Israel's repentance. And as he was doing so, he was having, you know, some problems. People were saying, leave this alone. We don't want you rebuilding this. We don't want the children of Israel to have lives within the city. They started threatening him. They started saying they're going to attack and knock it down again. But the citizens led by Nehemiah rebuilt Jerusalem, defense in just 52 days, and the city was safe again. They didn't say, oh, well, you know, we're being threatened, so we must retreat and go back. Nehemiah said, I am standing on what God told me to do, and I know what God told me to do. I am going to be safe. We are going to be safe because we are doing God's work. So when you look at the leadership of what Nehemiah did and look at the leadership of what your life can become as well, we look at it like this. God's leaders respond to a call. God always has leaders for something, whether you are led to preach, whether you are led to do ministries, whether you are led for anything. God gives us all talent to respond to a call, and leaders must hear God's calling to lead, respond to, and demonstrate the call. Nehemiah understood his leadership. He prayed, he meditated, he fasted, asked God what to say, he said it, was granted the possibility to do it, and he went out, set forth, and did it. The other thing is God's leaders care for the people and their situation. Nehemiah listened to the voice of the people. He showed care and compassion for the situation. He identified with the people, and he used words like we and us. He came to understand the trouble of Jerusalem. Also, God's leaders help define the reality of the situation. When you see the situations that you are in, for example, Jerusalem lying in ruins with the gates burned down, he's basically saying that if you have the ability to define the reality of the situation, knowing that this may be a difficult journey, it may be an uphill battle, it may be a situation where you may have some adversity and people standing in your way, but saints, if you do what God tells you to do, he will give you the vehicles to get up that mountain and to be able to successfully finish his task. God also gives you direction and vision that is sought out by his leaders. Nehemiah always asked God to provide a vision for him. What should I do next, Father? What should I do now? What should I say at this given moment? You must have a God-inspired, God-revealed vision in all that we do, and only in such is it worthy of leadership. Also, knowing that prayer is essential to God's will. Prayer is a fundamental act for people of God. There is no such thing as, you know, I don't know how to pray. If you can open your mouth and profess the good news and give thanks for everything that God has done for you, you know how to pray. So pray with everything that you do. Pray so that God can hear that you understand the blessing, that it didn't come from you, but it came from him. And God's vision is simple. He has a very simple vision. We make it more complicated. Nehemiah and his people was given a vision. They followed it to the T. They rebuilt the wall. There was many needs, many hopes, and many dreams, but they kept it simple. Keep it simple, scholars and sweethearts. Without that, again, God's needs will not be met through us. Because we like to add stuff. You know, when we listen to our platinums and to our sponsoring presidents or the person who brought you into artists, they tell you it's a system of duplication. You see what works and you make it work for you, not reinvent the wheel. And God's leaders build a team. Nehemiah gained the trust in the people. God gave him the vision and permitted him to build a team. And it goes back to everything. Sometimes people that are in our lives may be good people. Sometimes people in our lives may be good friends. They may even be good sister girls, conversation pieces, or what have you. But everyone is not a good leader to be on your team. So be vigilant. And pray unto God for an understanding so you can know who should be on your team. And God also keeps the real purpose before the people. It's easy for us to forget the purpose and the vision as we work on it. We need to keep our vision. We need to stay laser focused. We need to know that, yes, we rest, but we never stop. We must increase our faith and continue our task at hand. And God's leaders are not discouraged by adversity. People are going to ridicule you. People are going to mock you. People are going to do everything that they are led to by the enemy to stop you from running your course. And it's not because of them. It's because of the spirit that the enemy put into them to prevent you from doing God's work. And always remember that God will have your back no matter what. What? So to translate it simply and quickly in terms of those who are artists international, God leads us and wakes us up in the morning to call into the master's call. We get seated and spiritually blessed for us to know the next best move to do through God. And then we were blessed to have a motivational call thereafter. It's not about who was on the call, who's hosting the call, and why the call was there. It is God ordained for us to now get the spiritual foundation for us to be enhanced and for us to lead. But then he also gives us a motivational factor through him so that we can use testimony. We can use experience, strength, and hope in order to go out there and be a successful minister in the marketplace. So if you translate this into everything you do in your daily life, I can guarantee you that you will have a successful relationship, not only with God, but the people that you encounter thereafter. So please, fall on Galatians 6 and 9. Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time, we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. I trust that this word was helpful for you. I trust that this word has touched you. I am now turning it back over to my sister in Christ and one of my besties, Tiffy. Have a wonderful day, TMC, and don't forget to go on a motivational call thereafter.
To God be the glory for the message that he has given us this morning. Thank you. Thank you so much, LaShawn, for blessing our spirits and our souls this morning. We thank God for you and for the message that came straight from the throne room. And if you've missed any part of this message, then once again, you can use our replay number, 712-432-1085, and the same PIN code number. If you know someone who is going through something and you know that they're not really trusting in God, send them that message today. Text them that message and tell them to listen and have a great day. And if you trust in God, God will do great things for you. At this time, Tammy, are you out there? If you could come and pray over our prayer request, we would greatly appreciate it. Are you there?
Good morning. I am here, Tiffany. Thank you so much. Father, we come before your throne of grace this morning. Lord, we know that you are a God that hears. We know, Lord God, that when we keep the vision before us, Father, we shall be successful. Father, I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We give you all the praise and the glory. We lift our prayer requests up to you now, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for the healing, for the successful surgery for Mr. Coons. Father, we thank you for Mr. Harold Bookout. Lord, we know that emphysema is just a name. Father, we call out to you the name of the Antonio family. Father, we send comfort and peace to this family, Lord God. We know that you are the one who is able to comfort Tanya. Father, in the passing of this family member, Lord, we know that you are faithful, Father God, to heal the brokenhearted. Father, we thank you right now for the Kennedys. Lord God, we thank you that Zenobian will have no lack, Father God. We thank you that they will not miss any assignments, hallelujah, but they shall return after a successful surgery, Lord God, not only with healing in the name of Jesus, but they shall have success at school. Father, we pray, Lord God, for Nala Franklin, for the family of Nala Franklin. Lord, for illnesses that are known and unknown, even for Ms. Stowers' granddaughter, Father God. In the case where there is not a name, Lord God, we still know that you're still on the throne. Father, you are a living spirit, and we know that you are able to heal because there is no name above the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you that the Lord will sustain each one of these people upon their sickbed. Father, we thank you that in each illness, Lord God, you shall restore them to wonderful and divine help. So we send the word of healing right now in the name of Jesus. We speak that by Jesus' stripes, they are already healed. Father, we thank you for that healing that must come forth and manifest because your word shall not return unto you void. We thank you for the confident peace for the Garrett family. Lord, we thank you for all those who are on the master's call, for those prayer requests that are unknown, Lord. You know their need, and God, as their shepherd, you shall supply all of their needs. Hallelujah. They shall not have any want in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, we ask you to rebuild LaShawn. Father, we thank you, Lord God, because you are her shepherd. Not only that, you are her fortress, Lord, and you are her refuge. So, Father, we thank you that your angels have taken charge over her. Father, we thank you that the righteous shall never be forsaken, nor shall their seed be found begging bread. So we thank you, Lord, that you are sure to provide. Lord, we are thanking you that you are doing the exceeding and abundantly above all, because LaShawn has her trust in you. Father, we thank you for the word that has come this morning. And we bless your holy name. We lift up these prayer requests before you, giving you thanks even before the manifestation. In Jesus' holy and precious name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Back to you, Minister Tiffany.
Thank you, Sister Tammy, for closing us out in prayer. Thank you. I wanted to just leave a note as well. Dr. P.K. Roberts will be laying to rest her sister-in-law, Alice Roberts, on this Saturday in Savannah, Georgia. If you would like to send her any calls or any correspondence, the address to send them to would be 100 Roberts Road, as her last name is, Wentworth, one word, Wentworth, Georgia. And the zip code is 31407. Once again, 100 Roberts Road, Wentworth, Georgia, 31407. So we want to continue to keep Ambassador Dr. P.K. Roberts and her family in prayer, and we pray that as you go out today that you will be that great minister in the marketplace, and so that we are better together and that all is well in 2012. LaShawn, will you come and give us our benediction at this time?
Amen. Praise God. Father, we thank you so much for this beautiful morning. We thank you for waking us up and being able to receive your word. We thank you, Father, Lord God, for all that you have done for us, all that you will do for us, and, Father, Lord God, most of all, for the present. We now leave this call, but never your presence, and ask that you please give traveling mercy for those coming and going. We ask that you please give comfort for those in need, as well as a breath of life for those who feel like giving up. Remind us ever so much to trust in you, no matter how it looks, no matter how it may seem. And we just thank you for the many blessings you have given upon us. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Family, go out there and be a minister in the marketplace. Trust in him, and we will all hear you on the call tomorrow. Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.